This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, The Flip Side of Feminism. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
We usually hear a noisy outcry on the left at any suggestion of requiring a photo ID for voting. But you may be surprised to learn that some other democracies regard them as a necessity. Just look at Mexico, where the Federal Electoral Institute issues citizens a free photo ID known as a voter credential. The system was put in place 20 years ago as a response to widespread voter fraud in Mexican elections. Rules are very strict, and no exceptions are made for those who arrive at the polls without their ID. The agency makes no apologies for this. They say the system is necessary to restore confidence in elections after years of corruption. In the United States, you need a photo ID to drive a car, to check into a hotel, or to rent a movie. But we're told we cannot require photo IDs for voting. Liberals claim that photo ID laws would decrease voter turnout and create a burden for the poor. However, neither of these things has happened in Mexico. In fact, the free IDs have been beneficial to the country's poor because they now have identification they need for other situations. That's why former Atlanta mayor and civil rights activist Andrew Young supports voter ID laws in the U.S. so that poor minorities are provided with the ID they need to fully participate in American life. Mexico's laws have also increased confidence in the fairness of elections and thus increased voter turnout. A similar increase in voter turnout happened in Indiana and Georgia when those states implemented photo ID laws. If we don't require a photo ID at our U.S. polls, that doesn't make it any easier for people to vote. It just makes it easier for people to cast a fraudulent vote.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. Military 550 Paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on Paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black Paracord 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
We're going to talk about nutrition, diet, health tonight. I'm going to try to stay away from some of the political mumbo-jumbo that's happening. We'll get to it at some point, but for now we have a special guest. I'm pleased to announce that Sally Fallon Morrell is our guest for the first hour tonight of the show. You might ask, who's she? Well, Sally is the president of the Weston A. Price Foundation. Not familiar with the Weston Price Foundation? Well, it was founded in 1999 to disseminate the research of nutrition pioneer Dr. Weston Price, whose studies of isolated non-industrialized peoples established the parameters of human health and determined the optimum characteristics of human diets. Sally, the president of the foundation, is a journalist, chef, nutrition researcher, homemaker, and community activist. She is the author of the book, Nourishing Traditions, the cookbook that challenges politically correct nutrition and the diet dictocrats. And Sally, we'll start there. Is the food pyramid that they brainwashed us with in school, at least for my age generation, is that a bunch of propaganda in your mind?
Well, it was formulated by the marketing department of the USDA. It has no scientific basis. And it was formulated to get people to buy more processed foods, more products of commodity agriculture. What that pyramid did in the early 1980s was give Americans the green light to eat all of the processed all of the carbohydrates, refined carbohydrates they wanted. And it also increased the fear of fats, especially animal fats, in people's minds. And since that time, obesity rates in this country have doubled, so it's obviously not working. But yes, this is the product of what I call the diet dictocrats, the self-appointed arbiters of how we are supposed to eat. And I say without reservation, basically almost everything they're telling you is wrong.
Interesting. So everything we've been taught about how to eat, what to eat, it's pretty much backwards.
It's pretty much backwards, and it's missing all sorts of very important points that we do teach at the Weston A. Price Foundation. So we have no ties with government or industry, and we are supported solely by our memberships and some grants of independent foundations, but it's mostly membership fees that support what we do.
Right. Tell us a little bit about Dr. Weston Price, because I know many of our listeners are not familiar with his findings and his studies, and I think that's a decent starting off point. Yeah.
Well, and he really should be a household name. He wrote a wonderful book called Nutrition and Physical Degeneration, which chronicles his travels to study healthy, what he called primitive people, healthy non-industrialized people. And he found 14 groups that had no, he was a dentist, so he was looking at their teeth, that had no tooth decay, no infection in their mouths, and no dental deformities. That means no crooked or crowded teeth. They all had beautiful, broad faces and straight white teeth. And overall, they were very healthy, and they had beautiful, healthy, sturdy babies, generation after generation. So then he said to himself, well, what were these people eating? And the diets were all very different. Obviously, the diet of the Alaskan Eskimos would be different from the diet of a Swiss villager, or the diet of a South Sea Islander, or the diet of an African tribesman. But there were certain principles that were the same in all of these diets. And the key principle was that these diets were very high in what we call the fat-soluble activators, three particular vitamins, A, D, and K, which we get in foods like organ meats, liver, animal fats from animals that are outdoors, butter and cream, egg yolks, fish eggs, fish livers, fish liver oils like cod liver oil, oily fish, and shellfish. So the take-home message that we have to people is that to be healthy, you need to include as many of these foods in your diet as you can. And that's a very, very hard step for a lot of people to take, because these are the very foods that we've been told are bad for us and we should avoid.
It's interesting because you think of heart disease, and at least the mainstream's version of what happens with your heart when your cholesterol is high. And the first thing I think of, as far as the allopathic paradigm that we've been taught, is that if you eat these foods, your cholesterol will go high, and you'll have a clog in your arteries.
Right, or you'll get cancer or something like that.
Sure, sure. So
or
tell us why that's not the case.
And this is just not true. The cholesterol thing is a total scam. Cholesterol is not a good indicator of risk for heart disease. Now, I'm not saying a lot of people aren't at risk, but measuring cholesterol is not going to give you a good idea of whether or not you're at risk. Plenty of people with low or even very low cholesterol have heart attacks. And the cholesterol that we eat in our diet has nothing to do with the cholesterol levels in our blood anyway. So, but the diet technocrats have used this whole cholesterol boogeyman to make people afraid of the very foods that they need to eat to be healthy.
We talk a lot about the pharmaceutical industrial complex, and some of the best-selling drugs are the statin drugs. Is that right,
yeah,
statin?
That's right, and they're the cholesterol-lowering drugs. They have some very serious side effects, including muscle wasting, slowed reaction time, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, reduced libido, more depression, more accidents, more suicides, more violence.
Wow.
Memory loss, something called total global amnesia, and recently they've been found to cause diabetes and pancreatic problems, and they're also potent liver poisons. All
wow.
This just to get your numbers down when the numbers don't matter anyway. They're very serious and dangerous drugs to take.
That is a big story. It's amazing that more people aren't crying on the rooftops about this.
Well, a lot of people are. A lot of people have understood that the whole thing is a fraud. And the doctors complain that their biggest problem is what they call non-compliance. People start off on these drugs by the end of the year, and they're supposed to take them for life. And by the end of the year, half of the people who've been prescribed these drugs will no longer take them because they feel so awful on them. Yeah.
I bet. There's a conference coming up that the Weston A. Price Foundation is sponsoring and holding, a Wise Traditions Conference, and we'll tell you about that. There's a lot of great speakers that we'll be having on the show throughout the week this week, and you're definitely going to want to check that out. It's in the Atlanta area, and, well, that's one of the easier areas to get to no matter where in the country you are. The Atlanta airport is massive. I hate going through it, but it's convenient when that's your final destination.
Well, 70% of our conference attendees fly in. We always have them in a, you know, where a major airport is. For most people in the United States, it only costs about $200 to fly into Atlanta. The website for the conference is wisetraditions.org. That's wisetraditions.org. And, we're very excited about this conference. We'll have well over 1,000 people there and over almost 50 speakers.
Amazing. It sounds great. I can't wait to hear more about it. I'd hope to be there if the baby will allow me to do so. When we come back here in a moment, Sally, I want to talk about vegetarians.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know, I think that's a hot topic when it comes to discussing this. And I have some religious vegetarian friends.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Healthy vegetarian. What do you think? Is there anybody out there who's a vegetarian who's in ideal health?
Well, a lot of people claim to be. Dr. Price was very much concerned with this question. And he had hoped to find in his studies a population that was healthy that had no animal foods in their diet. And he had to admit that he did not find this. All of these cultures consumed animal foods, whether it was insects or milk or eggs or fish or many or all of these things. And so he came to the conclusion that a healthy diet had to include some animal foods. Now, how much is a different matter? Because there was a great range. The Eskimos had almost 100% animal food in their diet. Some of the African tribes had only about 10% animal food in their diet. So that's simply another question, and there's a big range of how much animal food to include in the diet. But you do need some. There are certain nutrients we can only get from animal foods. One of these is vitamin A, the fat-soluble activator vitamin A. The plant sources are the carotenes, which most people convert very poorly into vitamin A. We definitely need the animal source. We need animal foods for B12. We need animal foods for cholesterol, and cholesterol is a nutrient for growing children. So, and for many other things as well. Many nutrients are more easily absorbed from animal foods.
Right. I had Dr. McDougall on the show a while back. You know, we like to present different perspectives and show both sides. And he is fond of a high starch diet. Why, in your mind, is that not right?
Well, I have to say that some cultures had quite a bit of carbohydrates in their diet, but they still had the very nutrient-dense animal foods, which his diet does not supply. And I just think there would be a lot of deficiencies showing up on his diet.
Claims he hasn't had any meat except for Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, he says he hasn't. I often wonder, you know, because, you know, when you go off of animal foods for a while, you develop terrible cravings, and I often ask myself whether the people who claim to be vegans or vegetarians really are in their private life.
I did it for a while, and I always had a craving of some sort, and I would eat a little bit of fish, or I would eat something, and now I am leaning more towards the paleo diet or the diet. I don't know what label you call it, but we've been eating grass-fed. We have raw milk here in our household,
good,
which we find to be very good.
And lots of butter.
Lots of butter. You know, we've had a little bit of a controversy regarding butter. Finding purely grass-fed butter is not as easy as it might have been 50 years ago.
Right, and, but, you know, any butter is better than none and certainly better than all the alternatives. The Weston A. Price Foundation publishes a shopping guide. It's updated every year, and we have lots of sources of grass-fed butter in that shopping guide.
I'll have to check that out. That sounds great. Now, Sally, you mentioned organ meat, and that is something that, from what I understand, is very important. It's very healthy. It's very nutrient-rich.
Yeah.
I've always had an aversion towards organ meat, like a lot of people listening, perhaps.
Yeah, and, you know, in traditional cultures, that's the first thing they ate. They ate the brains, they ate the tongue, the marrow, and the liver. And most modern people really do have an aversion to organ meats. So we've tried to show people that there are really great ways to prepare them. My favorite way is chicken liver pate, which is very easy and just delicious. It's a spread, you know, like a liverwurst spread. One of the things we do in our house when we make meatloaf, we put some liver in the blender and grind it up and add it to the meatloaf. And
do you know it's there? It. Can you taste it?
You really can't taste it, no. So
jeez.
It's painless.
The tricks moms have for hiding things in food.
I'm a big fan of bone marrow. We put the bones in soups and stews, or we roast the bones and eat the marrow.
And I understand bone broth is very good for you.
Yes. Now, that's a slightly different thing. I don't know if you'd call bones organ meats, but almost every culture on Earth cooked the bones and made the bone broth. And bone broth is, it just has so many health benefits. The amino acids in bone broth balance the amino acids in meat. And they also provide the components of cartilage. The bone broths provide the components of cartilage and support healthy joints, healthy skin. Healthy digestion, you know, the underlying layer under our digestive tract is cartilage, and bone broth supports that, and the amino acids in bone broth are very important for digestion. So we really need to get back to making good old-fashioned soups and stews using bone broth.
We tried making some here with some water buffalo bones
mm-hmm.
that we got from a local provider, and it came out pretty good. I put a little tiny bit of vinegar in there, from what I understand.
Right.
And that helps break down the cartilage and get all that good stuff in there.
Right.
And we gave some to the baby, which liked. He loved that.
I think growing babies really need that to help develop a good, healthy gut. What we're seeing in our children today is digestive problems. Children mm-hmm. who can't digest anything have a leaky gut, lots of allergies, and lots of behavior problems associated with the digestive problems. So if you can raise a baby with good digestion, you're going to have a happy baby.
I'm learning more and more, Sally, about gut health and how important it is. Is that something that you've become aware of?
Well, I have to say that Nourishing Traditions was the first nutritional cookbook to talk about digestion and intestinal health.
And that's your book, of course, right?
That's my book. My book brought back the importance of broth, taught people how to make broth and broth-based soups and stews, the lacto-fermented foods like sauerkraut, which put good bacteria into the gut. That was all brought to the public consciousness with my book. And then the importance of the fat-soluble vitamins, the importance of organ meats, animal fats, cod liver oil. Again, that's very important for healthy digestion, and that also was a big theme of Nourishing Traditions.
This is fascinating stuff. I hope the listeners are getting as much from this as I am. I'm going to tell them about the conference. In fact, we're going to play the commercial for the conference at the beginning of the next segment so that they can hear about that. I want to definitely thoroughly plug that, because I think that in addition to the resources they have at the website, WestonAPrice.org, there is a tremendous amount of resources that will be at the conference. And there's nothing like getting together with people face-to-face and learning from one another.
Well, the theme of the conference is curing the incurable, and it's holistic treatments for chronic disease. We will have two of the finest speakers on holistic cancer treatment at the conference. We have speakers on heart disease, autoimmune disease, a fascinating speaker who treat seizure disorders and autism using diet. There's just something for everyone. If you're a beginner and want to learn how to cook, we have cooking tracks. We have tracks on farming and gardening. And just there's something for everyone. And wonderful food. We really are proud of the food at the conference.
I bet. It sounds delicious. Tomorrow night we'll be having Dr. Andrew Wakefield, of course, the famous anti-vaccine advocate, and he'll be on at the conference well.
He's our keynote speaker.
Awesome. So we'll be talking with him tomorrow night on the show, and you'll definitely want to hear that. Sally, we're going to take another quick break, and when we come back, I got a lot more to ask you, so stay right there, all right?
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website,
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Traditions Conferences bring a world of nutrition information to the health professional and health-conscious consumer. And the conference meals and exhibit hall reflect our dietary principles. We hold spring and fall Wise Traditions regional conferences and an international Wise Traditions conference always held the second weekend in November. Our London chapter hosts a European conference. Join us for a conference near you. Learn and grow in wellness. See more details on conferences.westonaprice.org.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. We're talking with Sally Fallon Morrell, the president of the Weston A. Price Foundation, who is with Wise Traditions, and they are holding that conference in Atlanta next month, and you definitely want to check that out. Sally, we're going to take some callers in a little bit here at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443, and I bet that the listeners have a lot to ask about the Weston A. Price Foundation and this topic in general. Now, Sally, we've been talking about the importance of having... Whoa, I just knocked my keyboard on my desk there. All right, we've been talking about the importance of eating certain fats and having nutrient-dense food. And the thought comes to mind that I don't want to eat the industrial food at the cost of getting nutrient-dense food because, in my mind, it would still be poisonous in a sense. Is there certain types of animal products that you avoid?
and certain types that you guys seek?
Try to avoid the factory farmed animal foods and purchase our animal foods as well as our plant foods directly from local farmers. And we have a whole system of local chapters who help you do that. So let's just say you live, for example, in Cincinnati. You would go to our website, westonaprice.org, click on Find Local Chapter, and then you'll find the chapter in Cincinnati. And they keep a food resource list of the farms in your area where you can get pastured eggs, pastured meat, raw milk, and other great foods. And, you know, I don't like to advocate extremism in anything, but what the sort of general guideline would be to purchase 50% of your food budget directly from local farmers. And then maybe with the other 50%, you can celebrate how small the world has become and enjoy pineapples and rice and a lot of other foods that we've become used to that we get at the supermarket or the health food store.
And what about sugar? There's a lot of people out there who are addicted to sugar.
Definitely.
Is there a place in our diet for sugar?
Well, there's definitely a place for sweet things. We have a sweet taste in our mouth, and it does need to be satisfied. And we recommend natural sweeteners like honey, maple syrup, rapadura, maple sugar in moderation in foods that you have prepared yourself that contain good fats, you know, like nuts and cream and butter and egg yolks and so forth.
One of my favorite treats now is some raw milk with a little bit of maple in it.
Yeah, delicious. And a little bit of vanilla or a little bit of cinnamon.
Well, I'll have to try that. Take it a step further.
And so we do need to satisfy that sweet taste. We need to satisfy our need for salt. We need to satisfy our need for fats.
Let's talk about salt for a moment because there's a bit of controversy with much of our food there is anyways. And from what I understand, salt, although we've been told it's dangerous and to stay away from it and whatnot, it's very important. The iodine in certain salts, and we're talking Celtic salt and other...
Unrefined salts, yes.
Unrefined salts, okay.
Well,
but we're saying... Go ahead, fill in the blanks for me.
The salt itself is important. We absolutely need salt for our bodies to function. We need salt for digestion. We need the chloride part of the salt to make hydrochloric acid. We need the sodium part of salt to activate enzymes for digesting carbohydrates. We need salt for brain function, and we need salt for adrenal function, for dealing with stress. And salt is the basis of cellular metabolism. And if we don't get enough salt, we actually develop a lot of problems. One of the first things that happens on a low-salt diet is insulin resistance. And that's something we want to avoid, of course. So adults need at least 1 1/2 teaspoons of salt per day. And our government's trying to get us to cut that in half to 3/4 teaspoon per day. And some people need more than salt than others. I would say salt your food until it tastes the way you like it. We do recommend using unrefined salt so you'll get all of the trace minerals that we should be getting with the salt.
Yeah, we use a Celtic
right,
salt.
Right, right. And once again, our shopping guide has pages on good salts that you can obtain. Yeah.
Well, this is fascinating. I see the phone lines have completely lit up, so I'm going to get to callers sooner than later.
One thing I want to say kind of in summary of our diet. Our diet includes everything. It's not extreme. It has both plant foods and animal foods. It's a really delicious, satisfying diet. It doesn't require willpower or renunciation. And I think that's what people are looking for. They want a diet that's really fun and really delicious.
Yeah, that's awesome. Otherwise, it's not manageable. And,
exactly. You can't
you have
use
a problem.
Willpower all the time. Yeah.
Exactly. Before I get to the callers, like I said, the phone lines have lit up, and I want to squeeze as many of them in while we still have you as possible. Let me ask you about raw foods, okay? What is the position of the Weston A. Price Foundation on raw foods? I hear from some that you have to eat certain meats raw in order to really get the benefits from them. Of course, there's the raw vegetarians out there. What's your take on that, Sally?
Okay. Our stand is a little bit surprising, actually. When we look at traditional diets, all human societies cook their food, but all of them had some of their animal foods raw. Now, these are animal foods. So either raw dairy, raw insects, raw, and I'm not saying you have to eat insects, but raw meat, raw fish. And so we do need to include some raw animal products in our diet. Raw cheese is a great raw animal food to include. As far as the plant foods are concerned, these were actually mostly cooked. Plant foods contain a lot of natural toxins that are neutralized by cooking. Now, that doesn't mean I'm against salads, because the vegetables we use in our salads have been bred to be easy to digest. Interestingly enough, when you talk about fruit, and most people think all fruit should be raw, but actually a lot of fruits are much more easily digested when they're cooked, and this includes the high pectin fruits like apples and pears and peaches.
Interesting.
Stuff like that, yeah.
So a nice apple pie. And last but not least, I promise I'll squeeze in a bunch of calls here. Gluten. There's plenty of people out there that are concerned about gluten. There's celiac disease and so on. Yeah. Go ahead.
Plenty of people are extremely sensitive to gluten, but I think it's wrong to make gluten into the villain. The villain is, first of all, a diet low in cholesterol and saturated fat, so the gut cannot form and perform properly. And secondly, the abysmal way that we prepare our grains as extruded breakfast cereals or impossible to digest granola. We add all sorts of terrible additives to our bread. And we need, as I say, be kind to your grains, and your grains will be kind to you.
And awesome. And the ancient grains, from what I understand,
yes,
are more
digestible.
Yeah. All right. Well, cool. Let's squeeze in some calls here. Let's go to Werner. Hello, Werner.
Yeah, good evening. Very interesting guest you got on there. I spoke to Mrs. Well, about a year and a half ago, and I was wondering if she ever had a chance to watch that documentary, Farmer's Ordeal. You get a lot of information there.
Farmer's or?
Ordeal.
Or deer?
Ordeal. You know, tough times?
Ordeal. Farmer's Ordeal.
Farmer's Ordeal, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll check it out. I haven't watched it.
I don't think I have. I have to say that we receive... many
understand you got a lot
DVDs
of
and books every week.
And,
so, yeah.
But I would suggest that you watch it. There's a lot of information.
Okay, we will definitely review it. We'll review it in the journal.
Thanks for that. I'll check that out. That sounds interesting to me. Farmer's Ordeal. Let's go to Richard in Washington. Hello, Richard.
Okay. By the way, let me say that if you're a member of the Weston A. Price Foundation, you get our journal and become part of our family, and membership is very easy to do. Just go to our website, WestonAPrice.org.
All right, great. Check that out, folks. Richard, you there?
Yeah, I am. A great guest. Sally knew me as someone else at the Price Pottinger Foundation, and I just wanted to bring out two points that I think she should comment on, and that's, what is our digestive tract really like? You can go to Volkland and find out, compared to herbivores or carnivores, we are completely a carnivore. We can adapt because we're omnivores, but our digestive system is that of a carnivore.
Interesting. Richard, I'll let you make the second point on the other side of this quick break, and then we'll get to Wes and Barrett as well, folks. Sally Fallon Morrell is our special guest, the president of the Weston A. Price Foundation.
John Statler here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. 1-800-795-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Back, gangbuster guest, and Sally Fallon Morell, although I rather call you a doctor than some of those allopathic.
No, I'm not a doctor.
I know, but in my mind, you're a doctor. You know, the titles, I respect the education, but most of these doctors are brainwashed and will make you more and more sick. Well, after all, that's what they deal with, sickness,
well,
right?
Whole thrust of medicine today is pharmaceuticals, and it's just not in the consciousness of the doctors. For, you know, the idea that old-fashioned chicken soup would actually be good for you and help cure arthritis, for example, is just not in their consciousness.
Yeah. Well, let's try to squeeze in as many calls as we can here because the people are anxious to speak with you.
Your last caller, I just wanted to say that, yes, the digestive tract of the human is much more like that of a carnivore, and we're perfectly adapted to digest meat. But if we prepare our plant foods properly, we can also digest them.
Interesting. Let's bring him back because I promised I'd let him make another point. Richard, you there?
Yeah, and the second thing, and she touched on that point very adequately, is the autonomic nervous system. We have to know that when we eat carbohydrates, we're using insulin and actually challenging the system. We're more designed to be in the parasympathetic and be in the reconstructive aspect of body chemistry and burning fats and proteins.
Well, if we eat our carbs with fats and proteins, we definitely slow down the release of glucose into the bloodstream, and we avoid the blood sugar roller coaster. So I'm really a moderate about these carbs. I do include carbs and grains in my diet. I'm just, you know, careful not to overdo.
All right, so none of that Atkins diet stuff.
Well, you know, some people do quite well on that type of diet.
And then there's the keto diet, and
but the importance with the Atkins diet is not to overdo on the meat, to make sure you're getting plenty of fats with the meat.
Awesome. All right, I'm ready to get an angry vegetarian calling in here. There's usually one that calls up, but let's see if we'll get some other callers here. Maybe one of them is, and we'll find out. Wes in Idaho. Hello, Wes.
Thank you. Hello. You should have Sally on for 4 or 5 hours.
She won't let us, Wes.
Well, I'll tell you what. Come to our conference in the second week in November on Friday. I do an all-day seminar, and I tell you, people are still there. They're all still there at the end that were there at the beginning, because it's really a lot of fascinating stuff that I'm presenting.
Life in its fullness is Mother Nature obeyed.
Right.
Weston Price. That's a beautiful, beautiful statement. One thing, Weston really didn't have a, couldn't really test, and I take issue with a lot of people talking about health, and they kind of ignore vaccinations, which really didn't come into prominence until about 1940, 1950. Paul Harvey talks about a girl that died from a kiss from her boyfriend. Her boyfriend had just eaten a peanut butter sandwich, and they had started using a peanut oil as an adjuvant in vaccinations about 20, 30 years ago. And that part of the reason, or I show, I wish to explain that is a reason for a lot of autoimmune problems that we have. There's just really no telling what is.
Sure. And Wes, they're definitely covering vaccines today. I mean, they're.
Yeah,
they're,
we have Andrew Wakefield speaking at our conference.
And he'll be our guest tomorrow night on the show. You want to respond to that, Sally?
Yeah, well, we have published a lot of articles on vaccinations, and I think the important thing to realize is that there are much better ways of protecting your children. And that starts with the vitamin A, the cod liver oil, the chicken broth, the good fats. We don't want to be insouciant about these diseases that people can get, because, you know, they can be serious. But there are just such better ways of protecting them, and your caller is absolutely right. These vaccines are full of adjuvants, mercury, formaldehyde, peanut oil, MSG, and aluminum. And as they've reduced the amount of mercury in these vaccines, they've increased the aluminum. So it's just a toxic brew. And since 1989, children are required to get almost 40 vaccines before they go to school, starting with the hepatitis vaccine on day one.
A reason to homeschool in itself.
Yeah, this is an assault on our children's nervous systems, on their digestion, on their entire bodies. It's absolute madness. And we need to fight this with everything that we can.
Agreed. And again, Dr. Andrew Wakefield will be on the show tomorrow, as well as at the conference, one of their keynote speakers.
Yes, he'll be our keynote speaker at the conference.
Great.
With seafood, with Japan and the nuclear accident over there, are we going to be able to protect ourselves somehow through Weston Price diet?
Well, let me just say this. I certainly would not eat seafood that came from close to Japan. But, you know, in Scandinavia, there's very high radioactivity in those seas up there, and they eat lots of seafood, and I don't know of any study that shows that that's harmful to them. I do think our bodies can deal with a certain amount of radioactivity and in the food. We just don't want to, again, we don't want to overdo. So.
Sure, and obviously no radiation is safe, but it's not going to.
Well, you know, there's actually some dispute about that. There are people who
I know.
You know, in Japan, for example, they go into the radon caves and they say it's good for your health. So
yeah, I don't agree with that personally, but that's my insight.
But I also think the threat has been exaggerated. I know that everyone said the milk in California was going to be tainted, and we have raw milk dairy there. They tested their milk. They found zero radioactivity in their milk after the
They certainly have found some radioactivity in the tunas, though, and some of the seafood and
yes,
that
they
stuff.
Have, and they're testing. They're testing the seafood there.
Let's squeeze in one more caller here, okay. Sally, before we run out of time and talk with Barrett in Austin, Texas. Hello, Barrett.
My name is Barrett, and
yeah, we've established that. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's an excellent documentary. It's called Earthlings. It's about the food industry and how animals are abused. I would not eat red meat. Even the turkeys and chickens are abused, and they're shot up with all these drugs. And when you eat that meat, you're ingesting the drugs, the growth hormones. That's why you have these kids.
Yeah, but Barrett, what if you eat good meat? What if you eat meat that's not treated in the same fashion?
So many farmers doing grass-based agriculture now without any of these chemicals, treating their animals kindly, and those are the type of farmers we need to
support. Isn't that rare?
Not anymore. Because of our chapter system and our support for these farmers, you're in Austin, there are lots and lots of farmers around you who are doing it right, and just call your Austin chapter and they'll give you a list of them where you can get these good animal products.
Wait, but I have another suggestion.
Okay, real quick, because we're running out of time. Go ahead.
I know. Aaron Russo's Freedom to Fascism is an excellent start for people to wake up.
Great. So, yeah, we've seen it. It's not on the same topic, but a great documentary. Thanks for the call, Barrett. Well Sally,
I think the key thing is for people to have keen, active minds. And to do that, we do need the animal foods in our diet. We need cholesterol. We need B12. We need vitamins A and D. And all of those we get from the nutrient-dense foods that we've been talking about.
This is all connected, you know.
It's all connected.
If we're not healthy,
absolutely.
If we're not eating right, then we're not going to be able to think straight. We're not going to be able to learn about what's really happening in our world. And that's why I spend so much time on these topics. You know, I come to this from a political activist perspective, if you will, for lack of a better term. And I found that this is probably one of the most important things that we can take control over. Because, believe it or not, you can choose what you put in your own body, for now anyways.
Yeah, and we have a responsibility to bring healthy children into the world, to know how to do that. And that's a big focus of the Weston A. Price Foundation.
Well, as a new parent, that's very important to me as well. And Sally, I want to thank you for all the work you guys are doing. Check out the conference. Folks, we're going to be having Dr. David Gumpert on next segment, next hour. He's the author of Life, Liberty, and Pursuit of Food Rights. He'll also be at the conference. And why don't you plug that conference website one more time?
Once again, it's the second weekend in November. And if you go to wisetraditions.org, you can see all the speakers, see our schedule. You can register. It's not too late. And come and join us and enjoy the speakers and wonderful food and all of the networking that will go on.
Awesome. Sally, thanks so much. There she goes.
Thanks
Sally
for having
Fallon me. Sally Fallon-Morell. Yeah, thank you. The president of the Weston A. Price Foundation. Next hour, Dave Gumpert, Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Food Rights. With finance.